Would you share with us what your revenues are, like yearly sales, how much you make a year?
When we run both carts, in excess of $150,000 a year. And if you run one card, it can range anywhere from $65,000 to $95,000.
Steve at Hot Dog Cart Radio. Today we're talking with Rose. Rose has a hot dog business in Florida that she's built over the course of 7 years into a really nice little business. And I thought we'd talk with her a little bit about it. So first I just want to say, hi, Rose. How are you today?
Hey, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Where exactly are you in Florida?
I'm in Gainesville.
In Gainesville. Okay. You sent me an email the other day. Sounds like a pretty nice business. You have, two carts?
It's two carts. It's two different locations. One is directly across the street from the largest university in the state of Florida, which is UF.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is in the downtown square, right in front of the civil courthouse.
Wow. Very cool.
In downtown Gainesville. Very good locations. Both of them are a very profitable location.
What made you get into it in the first place?
Well, we used to live in South Florida, and I'm originally from New York, so I'm very familiar with the hot dog cart. A hot dog cart is like a magnet, basically. If you have it in the right location, it just brings people in, whether they buy a stick of gum, a hot dog, a drink, or something. People are just drawn to hot dog carts. I was a single mom, and I needed to make some money, and I said, why not invest some money in one of these? So I bought the cart originally from South Florida and started doing there, and I did very well. We relocated up here, and I said, what else? But, you know, I saw what was lacking in the area, in a college town. This is great, you know, a meal on the go. Kids are always in the rush between classes. This was the perfect thing.
Okay, great.
So I bought a cart here, and I started downtown in one location. And a couple of months later, I saw it was good, and I found an available location to put one right across from the university. And we have both carts now, basically, one downtown, one in front of the university. We have, there's game days. We do very well when there's game days. And it's basically, this is a great business for people that like to meet people and deal with the public. You don't have to punch a clock, you know, you could go whenever you want to. And you always bring cash home at the end of the night.
Yeah, well, that's excellent. How many days a week do you run these carts?
We only do 5 days a week. You can do 7, you can do 6, you can do 3, but we do 5 days a week.
Okay, very good. And you said in your email that over the course of your business, you've made over $500,000 with your hot dog carts. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
That is fantastic. It's a great business,
isn't
it?
That is correct. It is. Like I said, a hot dog cart in the right location, it's a moneymaker.
Okay. Well, it sounds good. Looks like you're running. It says you take at least a month of vacation a year. When do you usually take that vacation?
I usually take it right before the summer, because we also sell shaved ice on the cart.
Mm-hmm.
So the summer is the best for the shaved ice.
Yeah.
And it's costing you basically, 20 cents for a cup of shaved ice that you're getting $354 for. I mean, the money's just there, you know.
Absolutely.
And we take our vacations right in the spring.
Okay, very good. And for somebody who might be interested in purchasing this business, what exactly all is included? We got two carts, but what else goes with the business?
Well, you have two carts. One is a custom cart, and one is an all-American cart.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with the carts. It comes, you get a canopy, a white canopy for doing festivals. It comes with coolers. It comes with the Snowy 1000 ice shaving machine. It comes with 2 weeks of training. If you never had training before, I will help you get all your permits and your licensing in place, whatever you need. I'll give you all the information that you need basically to go ahead and where to get your suppliers and everything.
So this is really a turnkey business for someone just to step right into.
This is definitely a turnkey business.
All right. Very good. So you're running both carts in fixed locations 5 days a week, right?
I'm only running one cart right now. Okay. My daughter was running the other cart, and she has started up in school now. So we haven't gotten a student yet or anybody that we want to put the other cart up, but we do excellent with just one cart. So the other cart we've just been using now for game days.
Okay, gotcha. Very good. How about, do you ever do any like fairs and festivals or catering or parties or anything like that?
All the time.
Okay.
We're always having, we are already a licensed vendor with UF, so we do a lot of their welcome events when they welcome back the faculty.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot of events like that. We do for the University of Florida, but we do a lot of local events in the area, whatever have you downtown that they have. We do birthday parties. We do grand openings. It's just endless what you can do with the cart, but we do a lot.
Yeah. What's the name of your business?
It's Rosie's New York Hot Dog.
Would you share with us what your revenues are, like yearly sales, how much you make a year?
When we run both carts, in excess of $150,000 a year. And if you run one card, it can range anywhere from $65,000 to $95,000.
Okay, that's very, very nice. And how much are you going to ask for the business?
We're asking $25,000 for the business. That's a very reasonable price.
You are right. That is a very reasonable price. $25,000 to get yourself a six-figure business, not bad at all. Rose, I want to thank you for coming on the show. And I'm glad to help you sell the business, but I'm even more glad just to speak with you and encourage everybody and show them what a really great business, you know, the hot dog cart business can be. You should be proud of yourself for the work that you've put in and the business that you've built. And I think it's an awesome opportunity for somebody to step right in and have their own six-figure business. So, Rose, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Bye, Rose.
Bye.